Good afternoon, and welcome to the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply, with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is actually Tony Hoover sitting in for Mark VandenBosch today. Mark is actually in Florida, having a great time with his family and friends, but you know what? Honestly, with the weather we're experiencing right now, I think I kind of like Michigan right now. Yeah. We've waited long enough. We have a really exciting show for you today. You know, the last few weeks we've been talking about innovation in building products. We've had folks from James Hardy, Anderson Windows, and even the Trex company when we were talking about decking. And today we're kind of taking a hard but a good left turn, and we're talking about buying and selling a home. I think a lot of folks out there have been kind of, you know, watching the market and thinking about, you know, maybe moving away, maybe selling their home and looking to upgrade into something a little bit bigger, a little bit better. So if you have any questions for us today, I encourage you to give us a call at 616-395-1450, or you can even shoot me an email at tonyh@zeelandlumber.com. And our guest today is Sam Sterk.
Hey, Tony.
First of all, thank you so much for taking some time out for us today and just giving us a really good overview of real estate.
You bet. You're welcome. It's a great market right now. We're seeing a lot of exciting activity out there, being the spring market. And
right on.
Finally, we're getting some decent weather for people to get out there and start looking.
I bet, for sure. Now, Sam, can you give us just kind of a brief overview of, you know, who you are, how long you've been in the industry?
Yeah, sure. So I've been selling real estate for 31 years, work at Five Star Real Estate, and this has been pretty much a career for me for most of my business career. And my father was a builder, so I kind of have some ties to the building industry too. So it's been a great career, and I enjoy it a lot.
Fantastic. Fantastic. That's so great. If you have any questions for Sam as we go on, don't hesitate to give us a call, 616-395-1450. And Sam, we're just going to go ahead and jump right into it. And we're going to start with selling your current home. You know, what if you're thinking about selling, you know, you want to put your home on the market, what are the things a potential seller should really consider before even, you know, contacting a realtor?
Sure. Yeah, some of the things that we see doing a lot of today with sellers is this, what we call staging. So the folks will come in and actually the sellers will get the house all cleaned up, you know, paint up spots that need to be painted and clean up spots that need to be cleaned, kind of put furniture in its place where it belongs
right.
to best accentuate the room. We all have clutter. That seems
for sure.
to be the thing that we all deal with. So it's emptying houses out as much as you can, but yet making it livable. So a lot of folks we work with will end up maybe renting a storage unit for a while
oh,
just
really?
To be able to get some things out of the house and to empty it out. So I always tell my clients we want to kind of make it better homes and gardens clean. So you want to walk in and people are excited about it, and that's what get your offers on the table quickly. So
fantastic. Now I think we jumped over a pretty important step. And some of the brave folks out there, I'm not one of those folks, will list the home themselves.
Sure.
But for the rest of us, we need to find a realtor. How, if you want to go with a realtor, what's the best way to find one and look for one?
Yeah, so I would always recommend kind of first looking at who is an agent that has done a fair amount of business in your area. So you can do that typically by getting on the real estate board's website, and a lot of times it'll show some of the agents that are listing homes in your area, maybe keeping an eye out for some of the homes that have sold and kind of looking at who is the agent that had those for sale. We live in this business off referrals, so
yes.
a lot of times if someone knows somebody that, hey, I dealt with this agent, I was very pleased with the results, that's a huge thing as far as I'm concerned. I think a lot of people look at that as a good way to choose their realtor. Most agents will give you a pretty good marketing brochure and information on how they will market your home. I think that's always important, so you kind of see their plan,
sure.
you know, what they're thinking about doing as far as, you know, working to get your home sold for you. So
right on.
Those are kind of some of the steps that I would see in getting a realtor in to take a look at your home. Typically what will happen is the agent will come in the first time and just sit down with you kind of walk through the process of, you know, what is the house like? Let me take a look at it.
Sure.
Then doing some comparable research into some of the other homes that have sold in the area, and thereby giving you kind of an idea of what to expect as far as what you'd be able to sell it for. Part of that process then is the agent kind of looking through the house with you as the seller and saying, I would recommend you might look at doing this or, you know, doing that and so on. So
now, my wife and I, we recently went through the exercise of selling and buying our first home together. And we thought when we were, you know, getting ready to put the condo on the market, that we needed to go ahead and do a lot of major renovations and major repairs. What's your take on that?
Yeah, so some of that is worthwhile. Some of it isn't. I'm a firm believer in if I can guarantee you the money you put in, I'm going to be able to get back out either
sure.
in a higher sale price or a quicker sale. I'm all about that. But not all those things that people tend to want to sell you as upgrades are worthwhile things.
Right on. Now, is there, I had a message come in through Facebook. Someone asked, is there a room that you should really focus on when you're trying to sell your home that helps the home move a little quicker?
Sure. So everybody says the wife loves the kitchen. So that's,
yeah.
that's number one is the kitchen. I would say from there, you know, the dining area, living room, those areas are always important. Kind of the central meeting areas, if you will. Kitchen, dining area, living room are probably the most important. Again, usually decluttering is the biggest thing to try to accomplish to help it look bigger than it maybe necessarily is.
Yeah, and for folks like me, that's the hardest part.
Yeah, for all of us.
Fantastic. So really what I'm hearing, Sam, is, you know, just do the basic cleaning. You know, make it look livable, but make it look clean. So when folks come in and they see your home for the first time, you know, it helps make a favorable impression.
Yeah, I would say, you know, some of that staging is kind of looking at the furniture that you have, maybe some of the pictures on the walls.
For sure.
A lot of folks recommend that we don't put pictures of family members on the wall because you don't know who's walking through the house.
Right.
So it's kind of nice sometimes to have those down. But, you know, you want it kind of where they're walking in and saying, boy, I feel I could really live here and very comfortable here.
Fantastic. Sam, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about buying and looking for a home. You're listening to the At Home Show. Tony Hoover sitting in for Mark Vandenbosch. Good afternoon. It's Tony Hoover sitting in for Mark Vandenbosch today on the At Home Show. I always struggle with that. And we're talking to Sam Sturck. And Sam, you've been a real estate agent for a couple years now.
Yep, 31.
Fantastic.
Wow.
And, you know, if you have any questions for Sam about buying or selling your first home or even your second or third home, go ahead and give us a call at area code 616-395-1450. And, Sam, the last segment we talked about selling your home, and we talked about staging, we talked about getting it ready for the public, right?
Yeah.
And now we're going to say best case scenario, it sold quickly, and now you need to talk about buying a new home to move into.
Sure.
So what are the steps that someone needs to take when they're thinking about, you know, buying that home?
Yeah. So typically where we start out with is kind of the financing end of the piece, because we don't want to take you out showing you houses that maybe you can't afford
sure.
or are out of your price range. So I would recommend first meeting with a mortgage banker and finding out for sure what kind of payment you're looking for, what does that allow you as far as a down payment goes,
right.
and what you're looking at for a monthly payment and so on. So that's usually the first step, just kind of making sure where you stand as far as what you want to spend.
So, you know, realistically, I mean, a pretty main factor in buying your home realistically is the cost, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Now, what are the other factors that you're seeing in the market when someone's looking at a home? What gets their goat, I guess?
Yeah. So from there, we usually look at sitting down at the computer, kind of looking at what's available in certain areas and certain price ranges that you want to be in. So, for instance, if you have a price range of $150,000 to $170,000, we'll sit down and we'll kind of scope out what areas that price range is available in, style of homes. A lot of times it's kind of a starts out as a fact-finding mission more than anything. It's like, what can I expect to buy for the price I want to spend? And so once we start getting going through that process, then we can get a list together of homes, you know, that are available that kind of meet your criteria to say, okay, here's the availability of what we're looking at in that price range. Let's go out and take a look at some of these. Now, honestly, Tony, a lot of people shop online today for homes as everything else.
Yeah, that was my next question because I know when Jen and I were looking at, you know, a home, we did a lot of research on our own. How big are things like Trulia and Zillow coming into, like, just really how you do business?
Yeah. Well, it's affected us a lot. It used to be we'd have this piece of paper we'd show you with a picture of the outside of the house, and that's all you got. Well, nowadays, with the virtual tours and so on, you can pretty much, you know, look through the whole house without even leaving your living room just by going on the computer and going on these websites. So, and that has definitely affected our business in that most people got a pretty good feel for which homes they want to look at because they're able to kind of preview it a little bit online before they get there. Sometimes that can make it look better or worse than it really is. So you still got to get out there and look at them really to get a good feel for them. But it helps to kind of set your expectations to what to expect and what you're looking at.
Right. And you know, keeping on that whole online world, like how often, if you had to put a percentage on it, does the photos on the real estate websites not meet the actual home? Does it happen 50-50, 75-25?
Depends on how creative the photographer is. Some agents are real good with making a room look twice as big as it is, and others not so much. But so it's hard to really kind of get a good feel for that. But it gives you a general sense of what the house decor is. Typically, room layouts and so on, you're able to get some of that off of looking at the photos and that sort of thing. So the typical best website to go to is, I would say, the Holland Board of Realtors or the Grand Rapids Board of Realtors websites. Those are typically the most up-to-date.
Mm-hmm.
Zillow and Trulia download off of those sites.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, you know, their information is pretty accurate, but not as accurate, you know, as what we have on our local multiple listing service with the real estate board. So, and of course, any realtor would be able to keep you in the loop on what's going on with that. Homes are selling fast right now.
Yeah.
So it's important that you're kind of on this on a daily basis.
Sure.
As I can say, as a realtor in years gone by, it was not a whole lot of urgency because if you didn't like this house, there was 30 other ones to look at.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't like this house, there might be two other ones to look at.
Right.
And the one that you looked at might be sold by tomorrow.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's definitely a fast-paced market out there for the buyers and the sellers right now. So.
Now, and we're going to talk a little bit about the market. So I think that for a lot of us that have kind of worked in and around the building industry, the real estate industry, you've really seen a lot of changes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, if we go back to, like, 2010, when, for all intents and purposes, the bottom fell out, right?
Yeah.
And the homes at that point were a little more affordable. I mean, what was it like at that time, you know, being an agent and, you know, seeing people out in the industry?
It was difficult.
Yeah, I bet.
My wife didn't usually want me to come home at night because I was real crabby. But, you know, it was most folks were in a position where their homes, typically they owed more on their homes than they were worth.
Right.
So you were dealing with a lot of that, or they were going to sell their house for a lot less than they paid for it. So thankfully, we've gotten out of that. There was a period there where in some areas, probably 50% of our homes that were selling in the area were bank foreclosure homes.
Really?
Yeah, it got that bad in some areas.
Where do you see that now?
Right now, it's probably about 5%, 4 to 5%. So huge swing in that. Due to the fact that values have gone up. I think a lot of that issue is kind of gotten taken care of now with people getting their jobs back, the economy doing a little better, values have gone up, so if they do need to sell, they can at least pay their loan off and maybe put a few dollars in their pockets.
Right on.
So it definitely is a positive thing to see the market going in an upward direction.
Now, are you seeing, you know, we talked about the difference in foreclosures. I mean, when you meet with a potential seller or buyer right now, and they're looking to get out of their home, do you still see a lot of folks that, I mean, are underwater, or are you seeing people really breaking even and some people turning a profit on their home?
Yeah, I would say more breaking even and turning a profit today. Not too many appointments do we go on where the people are underwater anymore, just because that market has come up. And, you know, I would say in some areas we've seen probably a 20 to 30% increase in value.
Really?
Over the low that we hit back in that 2010 to 2012 range. So depending on the area, depends on the product and so on, but there's been a pretty hefty increase in some of those areas. So
now, do you see a difference in, and you said the word product, so I mean, do you see a difference in like folks that were selling condos as opposed to selling like a single family home? I mean, what's, if you're selling a condo, what can you expect?
Yeah, that condominium market has changed a lot over the last year or two. We were at a point where there were a lot of condominiums for sale, but not a lot of buyers. That kind of has flip-flopped now, where there's a lot of buyers and there's not many for sale. So, you know, it's interesting how you look at the market kind of trends. So, you know, people selling typically, well, we sold for a lot less than we wanted to, but we bought for a lot less than we wanted to. Now it's kind of the opposite of that, where the prices are up. So as a seller, you're feeling really good about this.
Yeah.
You know, you're making
good
money and everything is great. The tough part is you're going to pay a little more for the house that you're buying too.
Right.
So it kind of trends, you know, together anyways with that. So, but interest rates are holding firm, and that's been a real positive thing too.
Fantastic. Sam, we're going to take one more break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about the market and what you can expect to going into the summer. You're listening to The At Home Show. Tony Hoover filling in for Mark Vandenbosch. Good afternoon. You're in the last segment of The At Home Show. This is Tony Hoover filling in for Mark Vandenbosch, and we've had a fantastic show, and we've been joined by Sam Sterk of Five Star Real Estate. Sam, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but I really want to get your take on the market for 2014 going into the spring and summer. We talked about the not-so-awesome times in 2010. What are you seeing going into this year's buying season?
Yeah, I would say, Tony, right now it's looking very strong. Right now, I think we're dealing with people that kind of have held off through the winter due to the nasty weather.
Yeah,
and nobody
yeah.
wanted to even go out and do anything. So thankfully now they are getting out. The weather's changing. People
yes.
are coming out and looking at homes and putting their homes up for sale. It's a very strong market right now. Typically we're seeing on nice homes multiple bids. Sometimes even actually the home selling for higher than asking price.
Really?
So that's a huge shift from 2010 to 2012.
Fantastic.
And we're thankful for that. So
everyone is.
But yeah, it's
now,
been good.
Are you thinking that right now we're kind of in a buyer's or a seller's market?
I would say we're in a seller's market right now. The seller's kind of in control of things just because of the inventory. Right now our inventory is down someplace around 21%.
Really?
That was as of the end of February anyway. So, but our sales were down about 12%. I think a lot of that was weather related.
Okay.
So right now we're definitely dealing with a little bit of an imbalance in the market. We often look at the balance of the market being how many days on the market does it typically take for a home to sell. And some of the difficult times we were pushing around the 12-month range. Right now we're at about probably a 2-month range or so. So anything below about a 3-month range, it tends to be a seller's market.
Okay.
Anything above that 3 to 4 month range, then it's a little bit more of a buyer's market. So definitely seeing a seller's market out there right now.
Right on. Now, a lot of what I hear about when we talk about inventory is like the number of months left in the inventory. I guess if you had to put a number like that on the current inventory, let's just say West Michigan, where would you wager that guess?
I would say right now it's probably as low as 1 month.
Really?
It's got we are turning a lot of homes right now are selling, so the inventory that's out there is limited, but yet there's a lot of activity with buyers. So some of this is normal for this time of the year. We're not quite to the point where people with kids in school are putting their houses for sale yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or a little early for that. But yet there's a fair amount of buyers coming into the market. So it is a normal thing that we see early spring market, a little bit of an imbalance, but it's probably a little bit more accentuated this year than we've seen in a while. Last year we dealt with this to some degree, but I would say it's even more pronounced this year right now. So,
mm-hmm. But what you're thinking, and no one has a crystal ball on this, Sam, you're thinking that as the summer progresses, you'll see a few more buyers or sellers enter the market?
Yep, it'll balance out a little bit. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Interest rates are really a big driving factor. Right now, they're still notoriously low. We're looking at about 4.5% roughly on a 30-year fixed rate loan. So that still puts a lot of people financially in a position where, you know, they can own a home very reasonably.
Right.
It's a lot less expensive than rent right now.
Yeah.
And so plus you get the tax benefits and all of that. So
right on.
Yep.
Now, and you talked a little, we've talked a little bit about financing, and I know that the rates have increased about a point, you know, in the last year. But I mean, looking at a big picture, you know, when my parents were looking to buy a home, it was 17% to 20%. Do you see rates creeping up a lot more this summer?
We don't see anything that would show that, Tony, at this point. I mean, we're such a global economy nowadays,
yeah.
So something could happen on the other end of the world and it affects us. But right now, there's nothing that we're seeing that's going to make any major shift in the interest rates that we can tell. So I think it'll stay pretty strong, you know, and stable through the summer. We may, due to supply and demand, that happens a little bit in the money market too,
yeah.
And so the rates might go up. Maybe half a point or something like that, but I wouldn't expect a whole lot more than that.
Nothing drastic.
No, nope, not
so
that we're seeing.
Money is still relatively affordable.
It is, yep. Yep, as long as you have good credit, you can get in with as little as 3.5% down today with an FHA loan. And so there's a lot of great mortgage opportunities out there for the buyers.
Now, in the little bit of time we have left, are there any other like tools? I've heard something about a Michigan home buyer credit. Is there anything out there like that right now?
Yep. There are first-time home buyer credits that are available through MISHDA, which is Michigan State Housing Development Authority. And you can go online, and they've got a lot of information on their website there. So.
Fantastic. Sam, yeah. Thank you so much for taking some time today. We all really appreciate your time. And if someone wants to get a hold of you after the show's over, what's the best way to do that?
Sure. My email is sstirk@grar.com or samstirk, www.samstirk.com.
Fantastic. Sam, thanks again for taking the time. This is Tony Hoover. I've been filling in for Mark Vandenbosch on the At Home Show. We'll see you next week, 12:30 on Friday. Everyone have a great and beautiful weekend.